Good morning, it's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The corner of North and Pennsylvania Avenues has become a stage for a national debate over race and policing. Nearby neighborhoods in West Baltimore, like Sandtown Winchester, have become the focus of a wider discussion of the social conditions fueling the unrest and community efforts to rebuild. But what about the rest of the city? Just as in West Baltimore, communities in East Baltimore have been working for decades to address challenges like unemployment, addiction, residential segregation, violence, and police brutality. Today, we're putting the spotlight on one neighborhood in East Baltimore, McKeldery Park. Producer Jonna McCone spoke last week with Gardnell Carter. He's a violence interruption coordinator for Operation Safe Streets East in McKeldery Park. Carter said the protests in West Baltimore represent East Baltimore, too.
You know, when it comes to these young people and how they feel, it's that it just happened in Sandtown. Because you probably have people from everywhere, not just West Baltimore, that was over there. I mean, the police department is the same all over. You know, I'm in anything, in any kind of business, and anything, you have good people and you have bad people. I think one of the things of it is when you have a city agency that's full of individuals that are employed that are not from the city or even Maryland, then we don't know how the relationships are ever going to be able to work. Because most of them are trained to think that they're coming into a war zone.
To help us understand how things look from a neighborhood on the east side of town, we spoke with the president of the McKeldery Park Community Association, David Harris. I was also joined by Antoine Breeden, who lives on North Luzerne Avenue in McKeldery Park. He's a ninth grader at National Academy Foundation High School. Breeden told us he saw a shoe store looted on Monument Street near his home. After the riots, David Harris spoke with the small businesses there.
Well, some of the store owners were talking about just upset at the fact that they did it in their own community, like they destroyed their own community. And they was wondering exactly why. And the kids just wanted to be heard because they were angry at the simple fact. So not only did it happen over West Baltimore, like the kids were fed up, so it just transferred to East Baltimore.
And so there's been this big national spotlight on Sandtown in West Baltimore in the last few weeks, and people all over the country have learned that it's got high unemployment, it's got lots of vacant homes, criminal activity, and also that the community has strong ties and a real legacy. What about McKeldery Park? What should people know about McKeldery Park?
Well, McKeldery Park is no different than Sandtown Winchester. You had the same race of people in those neighborhoods. So it's the same everywhere. Like, they don't have jobs. They need to be trained in certain skills. They need to be employed, and they need to have homes. It's not affordable housing anymore. And as a matter of fact, I think people are being gentrified to try to bring money back to the city. So they're bringing the wealthy in and moving the poor out. So there's high rent. It used to be $700 to $800 to rent a home. Now it's like $1,500 to $1,600 to rent a home, and people can't afford that. Then you got most people living off social reform. They have food stamps, you know, don't have jobs. They don't know where to turn. They have no hope, no resources. They're depleted.
Antoine, what do you think the big challenges facing McKeldery Park are?
Everything. It's just going downhill, like, slowly, like John Hopkins, like a couple blocks off from my house. Like, a lot of houses are getting torn down, and John Hopkins is taking over them houses.
Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Yes, they are taking over them houses, which is only, like, probably like 3 blocks out from my street, where they just tearing down the houses, building them back up and selling them to people like that work at Johns Hopkins. And like, I guess the wealthy people can move there. And now I got a feeling that they're going to come down towards our way and knock down their houses.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with David Harris, president of the McKeldery Park Community Association, and with Antoine Breeden, a ninth grader who's always lived in McKeldery Park. We're talking about how the issues highlighted in the last couple of weeks look in East Baltimore. The Baltimore Sun has reported what it called a, quote, significant spike in crime during the last couple of weeks, in other crimes not related to the Freddie Gray protests. David Harris, have you seen more crime than usual in your area?
Well, since the riots, I haven't. After the riots, I heard about shootings, but before the riots, it wasn't that much shooting in our neighborhood, but
after the riots, you think there has been an increase?
A couple of shootings has happened in McGilvery Park. So
do you have a theory about why?
Don't know exactly why.
Antoine, is crime something that you worry about when you're moving around your neighborhood?
Yes. Every day I walk out the house, I just feel unsafe.
Really?
Yes, because, I mean, I had lost a couple friends in the last past, I can say, couple months.
Who were shot?
Who were shot and killed.
Is this a gang thing, do you think?
Man, I don't know the exact story about what happened.
Do you know if those homicides have been solved? I mean, have police arrested anybody?
No.
I understand there's like $1 million over several years of federal money being invested in McKeldry Park aimed at reducing juvenile crime and violent crime. It's called BCJI, for Burn Criminal Justice Innovation. And I understand the community is really in charge of the priorities. David, can you tell me something about that?
So the BCJI funding is it was a public safety initiative to help reduce crime. But a lot of people got together and said the reason why it's a lot of crime, because it's no affordable housing, there's no jobs, there's homelessness, there's no resources, so people are going to do anything that they can do to survive. And you can't really, like, for me, I can't really take somebody that's trying to make a living selling drugs out of their hand unless I put another alternative in their hand. So we were trying to let them know that, hey, we need to find programs to rebuild them and then help them get resources so they can have adequate finances to be able to rent a home or buy a home and have a job to pay their bills.
So I saw that the first priority after the planning of how to spend this money, the first priority was workforce development. So tell me specifically, What's changing? Well, what are you doing in McKeldry Park?
These programs are geared toward helping people to empower themselves, and then gaining skills to be able to get jobs and to be able to connect to places where they can get better education or go to school if they want to go to college or whatever. So it's just a whole bunch of different resources that's been poured in McKeldry Park to empower the community, geared toward redeveloping the community and lowering the crime rates by helping people to gain adequate jobs.
Antoine, I saw that improved recreation is one of the strategies. Why is that important as a crime-fighting strategy?
Because I think that's better, because it's not only like the older people that's killing. It's also younger people that's killing. Like, as they get mad and as they get angry, if they have a gun, they will go pick up a gun and go shoot somebody. But instead of that, they can go to a recreation center that have a boxing company or play basketball. Like, that's a different way. That's a different strategy where you can take your anger out of that.
And is McKeldry Park missing that? I mean, is there not enough?
Only McKeldry Park has, I can say, as a playground, but not basketball court.
Can I say something?
Sure.
We have a basketball court, but that basketball court been there for years and it hasn't been redone. We don't have any rec centers in our neighborhood. The closest rec center is Patterson Park. And to get in Patterson Park now, we have to pay $2 to get in, and only one day a week.
So does this feel like a moment, with everything that's been happening in Baltimore, does this feel like some kind of a transformation? I mean, is this a moment when you think something could finally change for McKeldry Park?
Yes, because since I've been living on Luzerne, this is the first time like they were actually focused on Baltimore.
The eyes of the rest of the country, but obviously Baltimore's always been focused on Baltimore.
Oh, yes. I'm just saying, like, we people need to start thinking and start coming together. And so all the, like, the people that's older, I guess, and the mayor and whoever else, they need to start realizing that, like, we don't have anything else to do. Like, even me, like, I still be on a, sit on the corner playing with my friends.
David Harris, does this feel like a moment when something could happen, or does it?
Yes, I feel like change can happen from this, but we got to ride the momentum and say, hey, we need to unite, come together, and build our community in our city. But I guess what Antoine was saying, like, we need the city to understand that this is a underprivileged community that needs to have those resources. And I'm gonna keep saying the resources. But and when we do, when they realize that and they pour into these underprivileged communities, then we can see that adequate change. But we're starting to build toward that.
I really appreciate you helping us understand it. And we'll try to keep in touch. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. David Harris is president of the McKeldry Park Community Association. Antoine Breeden, a ninth grader at National Academy Foundation High School, has always lived in McKeldry Park. We've got more, including a description of the Byrne Criminal Justice Innovation, at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. There's more ahead. Stay with us on 88.1.